As Italy prepares to vote in general elections on Sunday and Monday, one of the issues facing voters is how to deal with a major increase in immigration. Vatican Radio was host to a conference on the subject earlier this week, as Chris Altieri reports.
Vatican Radio was host and sponsor this week to a conference exploring ways to increase immigrant standing in Italy as workers, entrepreneurs, and citizens, the centerpiece of which was the presentation of a book titled Here We Are: The Future of Immigration in Italy.
Questa terza via possibile può essere un incontro, una riflessione, una condivisione di certi valori.
The author of the book and president of the Ethnoland Foundation, Otto Bicciocca, says Italy is ready for a sharing, for an exchange, and for a frank discussion of values immigrants and Italians hold in common, and that the discussion over immigration in Italy needs to be part of a larger anthropological reflection. Meanwhile, the legislative reaction to immigration, coupled with red tape, have left native Italians and immigrants alike with many legal ambiguities and social uncertainties as the newly arrived struggle to find employment and access to health and other services in view of full integration into their new society. Filomeno Lopez of Vatican Radio's Portuguese program moderated the discussion at the one-day event.
What we call today freedoms, no? In the so-called liberal countries, people could combine work and citizenship. But today in Italy, it seems to be that people give you a work, and most of the time, the very hard work, but they're not doing anything to give you a citizenship. This is a more problematic way. And when we know that when there is no combination between work and citizenship, you end up having a very violent society, etc., etc.
Other speakers included the president of Vatican Radio's Center for Reflection Africa 2000, Albert Manziocuta, and the Vatican Radio Director General, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi. I'm Chris Altieri.